Trouble in Paradise.
We could hear the lava exploding.
The storm over a shifting story.
I've given the best information I had at the time.
DNA evidence and the Zodiac Killer.
It'll break it wide open.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Red-hot molten lava is on the move as Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupts.
By morning, there's going to be structures that are gone.
This man's one of 1,500 people who fled their homes in an area close to the volcano on the Big Island.
I just grabbed a few family photos. He grabbed his father's ashes, laptop, and ran. That's it. That's all we got. Everything else is going to be gone.
David Ige is Hawaii's governor.
I've already activated the National Guard to help with the evacuation as well as security of that community.
KGMB reporter Malika Lincoln.
Helicopters are surveying and assessing the situation in an effort to take measurements from the air to try to project the path of this lava flow and the speed.
There have been no reports of any injuries. Legal experts are jousting about the possible implications from President Trump's admission that he paid back the attorney who paid off Stormy Daniels. And it's raised new questions about White House credibility.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders deflected most questions about the Stormy Daniels payment.
I would refer you back to Mayor Giuliani's comment for anything further.
She said she only learned the president had reimbursed Michael Cohen on TV.
The first awareness I had was during the interview last night.
Sanders couldn't explain when the payment started or how it is in Giuliani's telling that the president only came to know about the reimbursement in the last couple of weeks.
You'd have to ask the president's outside counsel.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump heads to Dallas to speak to the National Rifle Association today, almost 3 months after seeming to embrace new gun controls after the Parkland shooting. He reversed course just days later.
The NRA is one of the most divisive organizations politically speaking in the country. All the more reason to hold the annual meeting, says the American Conservative Union's Matt Schlapp via Skype.
It's incredibly important for them to be a voice to remind people why guns are actually a stabilizing factor in our society.
But Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action gives no quarter for a group she says foments a culture war.
The NRA's agenda should be considered toxic.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
Well, the White House denies a New York Times report that says President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to prepare options for possible U.S. troop reductions in South Korea. It's a story that comes as tensions are easing on the peninsula. Last month, Speaker Paul Ryan forced the resignation of House Chaplain Pat Conroy. Well, he got his job back yesterday, hours after sending Ryan a scathing letter saying no one had ever complained about his ministry. Virginia Democrat Gerald Connolly.
It went from shock to outrage. And I might say not just Democrats, lots of Republicans as well.
Conroy says a top Ryan aide told him last month his resignation was sought because of a prayer he delivered that was seen as critical of the Republican tax bill. Well, quite a story is being told overseas. The Nobel Prize for Literature will not be awarded this year amid allegations of sex abuse and financial misdeeds. CBS's Peter King joins us.
That award is postponed until next year. The alleged abuse involves 18 women who say they were sexually assaulted by the husband of a Swedish Academy board member, a photographer who ran an Academy program on its property. He denies the claims, but his wife has resigned. So have other board members, including the first woman to head the Academy. And now the board just doesn't have enough members to vote on the prize and says it needs time to straighten it all out. Steve?
Well, Twitter is calling on all 330 million of its users to change their passwords. An internal bug stored them in an unprotected form. It's been fixed. There's been no evidence of a breach. DNA evidence helped crack the Golden State Killer case. CBS's Carter Evans says the same techniques are now being used to try to identify another infamous California criminal.
The Zodiac Killer boasted about killing as many as 37 people and taunted police by sending them cryptic letters. Jim Jacks has spent most of his career on the Zodiac Task Force.
If they're able to find a relative of the person who licked that stamp, how big a deal is that?
Oh, it's real big. It's a great place for an investigation to really start.
Detectives are now trying to recover DNA from saliva on the stamps from those very letters. And using genealogy sites gives them a potent new weapon, says DNA expert Monty Miller.
Anytime we can't identify the criminal, if we could identify some of the criminal's relatives, that might give us a very good leg up on solving some of these crimes.
And it's giving new hope for cracking cases that had long gone cold.
So this has a lot of potential.
Absolutely. The potential is great.
Carter Evans, CBS.
CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, the Film Academy has expelled Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski and Bill Cosby. Cosby was convicted of sexual assault last month. Polanski pleaded guilty to having sex with a minor decades ago. Film historian Leonard Maltin says it comes 7 months after similar action against a powerful producer.
The Academy would be seen as hypocritical if they singled out just Harvey Weinstein and ignored the proven behavior of other people like Polanski and Cosby.
Singer R. Kelly blames the media for trying to distort and destroy his legacy by reporting allegations that he sexually mistreats women. The Time's Up activist group launched an effort this week targeting Kelly. A federal grand jury in Detroit has indicted former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says it all stems from the automaker's diesel emissions cheating scandal.
The indictment puts Winterkorn at the middle of a conspiracy that lasted 9 years. It says a former VW CEO worked with other top executives of the company to unlawfully enrich Volkswagen and himself and deceive customers and regulators. Winterkorn, who's now no longer with VW, remains in Germany and out of reach of U.S. authorities.
Well, the evidence in a case in Holmdel, New Jersey, was repulsive. Human feces found several times on a high school football field and track. Police have now charged a superintendent at a rival school district with doing his business there during his early morning jogs. He's also been put on leave from his job. Today's a day Star Wars fans have embraced.
This is the day to celebrate that galaxy far, far away and all who inhabit it.
I'm not going to give you the phrase, but I will say the day because I don't want to hear the phrase.
Oh, okay.
May the 4th.
Be with you.
Mark Hamill, otherwise known as Luke Skywalker, ahead of next week's appearance on The Big Bang Theory. This year's May 4th, just weeks before the release of the next in the film series, Solo hits theaters May 25th. George Lucas' original Star Wars movie debuted in 1977. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, NASA is set to launch a new robotic lander this weekend that's designed to study the deep interior of Mars. It'll have equipment to go deep enough to detect the planet's seismic rumblings. InSight, as it's called, will get there in about 6 months. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.